I kind of just woke up, and I know it's the last day of January, so I was like, I feel like this is the perfect time to do a sleepy little morning ramble for January, because it's overdue. But also, it's kind of fitting, because it's the last day of the month, so I can talk about like what I've been up to this month, see if I have any updates. I don't think I really have any updates, but hello, I hope you all slept well. I hope you had sweet dreams. And yeah, I appreciate you being here and listening to this. So, let's see. January. This is gonna be pretty unedited, or I'm gonna try and make it unedited. I feel like that's how rambles should be, right? So, oh my god, it's so cold in my room right now. January. I don't know where this month went. I have to say, I'm very pleased with what I've created this month. I really enjoyed the characters that I played, and I feel like I had a good variety, a good mix of things, and that's something I'm really leaning into. I know in the last Q&A, I got some questions about like the fantasy characters that I do sometimes that I've really only done for like spooky season, but I might be sprinkling those in like not regularly because hyperrealism is like very much so my thing, but I think, yeah, I've been really enjoying variety lately, so I think I'm gonna keep leaning into that. Other than that, I don't really have like any updates. I feel like things are very like business as usual on the channel and the Patreon lately. I don't know. So I'll just talk about like what I've been up to. A first and very interesting, that was me being sarcastic, point of business, I rearranged my bedroom. I actually do that kind of a lot. Is that just a girl thing? I feel like we rearrange our rooms all the time. But it looks so cute. I like rearranged all my perfumes and stuff on my dresser, like where I keep my PJs and stuff. And I got a new lamp. So that's cute. I did boring adulting things and I went out and got new Tide Pods. This is like, this is how you know you're being an adult when you get excited about laundry detergent. But apparently, that's what I'm getting excited about nowadays is new laundry detergent. Anyways, so I like deep cleaned, like I washed all of my like my comforter, my sheets, my pillowcase, everything. And yeah, so now my room is like all fluffy and clean. So that's nice to set the scene. And I'm just sitting here. I'm in PJs right now. I'm probably gonna go get a pink drink from Starbucks after this because I have an addiction to pink drinks. What else? That's today. And in general, let's see. To be honest with you, I feel like I've just been perpetually cold and binge watching TV shows. So, yeah. I've been rewatching Downton Abbey. I love Downton Abbey mostly for the costumes and for the food. I love watching them like cook all the fancy soups and stews and lamb and the fancy little hors d'oeuvres and stuff. I love it. And I also recently was kind of roped into watching Lord of the Rings. So I've now seen all three of the Lord of the Rings movies, extended editions. Yeah. It was a lot. They're amazing movies. I get the hype, like they're incredible, and I love the elves. Oh, here's a great tangent I can go on. So immediately, I'm like obsessed with Arwen, and I love the elves. I just think they're so gorgeous and elegant, and they're very like my vibe. I love that. And immediately I was like, can I learn Elvish on Duolingo? Heartbreakingly, it's not a thing. So Elvish is a language, but Elvish is a language, and you can learn it, but not super easily. I think I've seen a few books on it. And it's funny because, what is it, High Valyrian? Is High Valyrian on Duolingo? But not Elvish. And I feel like Elvish has been around for a longer time. I don't know, I'm still new to this whole world, but anyways. Because my first thought was like, oh my god, I would love to do an Elvish roleplay. Like, I don't know, nerdy girlfriend speaks Elvish to you, or like, even full fantasy, like, meeting an elf girl. I'm like, that's so cute. But I'm gonna have to do some research on that before, that will probably take me a long time, but I could absolutely write a script for it, but I feel like it would take me months to figure out. The whole thing doesn't have to be in Elvish, but, yeah, ugh, they're just so dreamy. I feel like in, when the elves speak Elvish, it, like, sounds like ASMR. They're very, like, very breathy, like this. It's so nice. So that's that. Potential work in progress. And yeah, I've seen all three extended editions now. The second one's my favorite, and I have not watched the Hobbit movies yet. So yeah, there's that random update. And I've also been totally different. No, I've been like obsessed with yakisoba noodles lately. I don't know what that's about. So I've never been a huge, like, ramen person. I like ramen, especially tonkatsu ramen. I love tonkatsu ramen. But the other day, I was in my local Japanese grocery store. They do have a couple, like, Korean and Chinese things here and there, but it's mostly Japanese things. And I was in the ramen aisle, and I saw these yakisoba noodles, curry flavor, and I've never had anything like curry flavored. I've only ever had like Indian curry, which I love. I love anything spiced. I can't handle spicy foods. Anyway, actually, why don't I just look it up, because then I can tell you what it is, if I even know how to pronounce it. Oh, immediately I found it. Okay, so I just looked them up. I think these are probably pretty well known, honestly, because it's like the first thing that came up when I searched yakisoba curry noodles. And the brand is Menraku. And it just says Japanese yakisoba stir-fry noodles curry flavor 10 spice blend on the bowl. I'll put it in the description. If anybody cares, please listen. These are the best noodles I have ever had in my entire life. In my entire life, like any kind of noodle dish, like including ramen, anything. These are ridiculous. Oh my god, they're so good. Like the amount of flavor that these have and the curry flavor, like the spices, it's like warm and spicy and oof. I'm like craving them now. They're just so, and they're so easy to make. You just fill it up with boiling water, and then there's a, like a little drain thing, so you can drain it easily. And then you just put in the oil and the spice mix and mix it. And there's like little green onions in there. Oh my god. Trust, try it. If you like noodles or ramen or anything like that, please. It is life-changing. Let me see. I wrote a couple notes on my phone so I wouldn't forget that I had things to talk about. Oh, yeah, I already talked about all of it. Do I have anything else? I have been posting a little more often on YouTube, and I don't think I have any other, like, updates, really. I hope January has been good to you all. I know winter can be really, really difficult. I know. But keep pushing. Keep trying your best. And please don't think that goals or resolutions are just for the beginning of the year. You can start a goal anytime. Anytime. And remember, it's never too late to start on a goal that matters to you. And with that, I think that's it. I hope you have a lovely day today. I love and appreciate you all so much. Thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you soon.